Cast. Jesus. All right, and so hi. This is gonna be I don't know what I'm doing, but this is just gonna be a unedited raw recording of a pilot episode of my series, I guess. I don't really know what to talk about, but that's really who knows how to start podcasts anyway. I mean, sure, they have plans and all, and scripts, whatever, but I just wanted to try this out and see if it works. If it sticks, great. If not, boohoo. So, yeah. What can I talk about? I went out today. No, that's not interesting. We can start off with what's going on with my life, get up to speed to what Joel Cinco is up to in his life. So first off is I am unemployed, zero cash. I'm getting commissions, but they don't really rake in any money. I mean, there is a bit of money, but it's not really anything significant. But it's there, it's coming in little teardrop trickle bits of money. I actually tried out for this. I applied for this writing consultancy job yesterday, which my friend recommended me to do. And I didn't pass their assessment. Yeah, it sucks. Because the writing consultancy job obviously needs capable, literate people, and apparently I'm not. It's not that I'm illiterate or anything, it's just that I guess I'm not up to their standards of literacy, because the consultancy job seems to be very, very grammar heavy. Like, you have to know exactly what kind of mistakes or errors your clients make in their essays or writings, and I guess I couldn't display how well I can correct those kinds of mistakes as a consultant. So I'm not too sad about it. I mean, at least I got to try. Just the other day, directly after that, I saw a tweet about my friend's cafe needing a barista, so I applied for there as well. So I'm just sending out resumes to whatever I can. I know I graduated from multimedia arts, but I'm just Oprah Winfrey-ing my CVs and resumes everywhere. Be it barista job, writing consultancy, it's all not related to MicroVerse, but I've talked to so many people about, you know, where to apply for a job, and they always end up telling me, you know, you don't have to apply for a job that's 100% related to your course or related to your course at all. And I'm like, yeah, you know, you're right, but my fear is that, you know, it won't be related. I mean, the experience that I gain from these different kinds of jobs won't be applicable to a career that I want in the future. But I mean, it's still early for me to say, so who knows. I just got back home actually from the Starbucks, and it's Christmas season now, so they're bringing out the peppermint mocha latte, the toffee nut latte, and honestly, I'm such a bitch for that. I mean, I love their fucking Christmas drinks, and I don't know, I'm just such a bitch for it. I mean, any other kind of Starbucks drinks, seasonal drinks that they have, I don't really care for, but when it comes, but come Christmas time, I'm just like, oh yeah, bring that to me. I need that. That is mine. But apparently, here in the Philippines, there's this restaurant chain called Mary Grace. And my friend told me that they have peppermint mochas all around, and they only found out about it last year. So I'm like, what? So, you can bet your ass I'm gonna try that out someday. The thing about Mary Grace, though, is that it has this reputation, for catering to mostly old. I mean, everyone knows that old people, mostly old people, go to Mary Grace, and no one seems to know why. And that is a mystery we have to uncover. So if you guys know anything about this phenomenon, let me know. So yeah, that's all. Oh, there was a okay, there was Segway. I was at the Starbucks, right? And there was this dad and his kid, and they just sat down at a table next to mine, to the right of me, and it was just so adorable. They were just playing on the dad's Nintendo Switch, and the dad was just trying to explain everything clearly in adult terms, how to play the game, and the kid was looked like he was about 2, 3 years old, just toddler sized, and then he just keeps nodding and screaming yeah to his dad, and I was just like, what the it's so cute. It was adorable. It was just, I don't know, it made me tear up just how cute that was. And I'm like, oh, good for that kid. He has a loving father that can relate. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't have a dad that I can relate to. It's just, I don't know, it was just really cute to see. And that was just the gist of my day, I guess. I don't really know where I was going with this, but if you enjoyed listening to this, I'm always so bleh with podcasts. I'm always so insecure about if I sound right or if I'm talking about something even relevant or if anyone enjoys listening to it. But if you do, let me know. Maybe a little encouragement will, push me to try this out more. I've tried this before and I didn't really go through with it, but hopefully now that I have more time to, since I'm unemployed, I guess I have time to, try different things out. So, thanks for listening, I guess. Peace.